Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
This is it, Geese. Time to lower the altitude.
But why, Dad? It's harder to fly down there.
To get a bird's eye view of TC Trailer, son.
TC Trailer?
Look, there. Over 300 trailers on the lot, including goosenecks. They have more parts than we have feathers and a full in-house repair shop. If humans aren't pulling a TC Trailer, son, they're not pulling their weight. Fly in or visit tc-trailers.com.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at Clinton County Daily. DailyNews.com, Boone County DailyNews.com, or Carroll County DailyNews.com.
It's reminded me to go get one of those heart scans, $49 heart scans. Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Maybe Mel's the one that needs the heart scan because she works with me. God love you. She's got the patience of Job. Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, brought to you by Clinton Carroll, Boone County DailyNews.com. Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast brought to you by Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, Jerry's Body Shop, Layden's Furniture and Mattress, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marshan's Window Tinning, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Stoops, Big O Tires, CMIM Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. From the Indiana Department of Transportation, dun-da-da-da, we welcome Blake Dahl. You're on a Monday morning. Blake, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well, and I'm excited that the weather's warming up a little bit, but that also means construction season, so hopefully I've got some news that'll help make everybody's commutes a little bit smoother so they know what's coming.
We're going to see orange barrels and cones everywhere now, aren't we?
It is going to get a little bit busy, but you may have already noticed some going up. So it's 'tis the season. I know last time we were on, we were talking snow. I am really hopeful that's done today.
I hope you were right. I've already mowed my yard once. I don't want to be getting the snow shovel back out. So let's keep on that track. Well, let's start in Clinton County. Let's start with the U.S. 421 bridge that's over by the Rossville area.
So we do have a closure expected over Cripe Run there again in the south of Rossville, expected here in the spring. So spring has officially sprung, so to speak. So you'll notice that with the official detour using State Road 26 and State Road 75, or, of course, alternate routes are available for that as well. So that is coming here this spring. We've got patching on I-65 from 28 to 38 in Clinton and Tippecanoe counties. We've got some lane closures actually coming up here for the 52 at 65 project, which I'll get to in a minute, speaking of I-65. We also have southbound ramp closures at 28 for a new signal installation here. Probably in the early summer is when that's going to take place. And then also 28 and 39 to Hoke Avenue. We've got some lane closures anticipated here. We've got one more for you, County Road 750 over Cripe Run, a bridge reconstruction. Again, that'll be part of a local project with some NDOT oversight taking place. 150-day closure anticipated beginning in June. Again, that is also south of Rossville, west of U.S. 421.
Yeah, some of those bridge things, they take a little while, don't they, compared to maybe just a little patching project?
Yeah, the bridge replacements, of course, you know, those we do a full closure in a lot of instances, you know, if we're able to do that. But also, in turn, hopefully sometimes that makes it go a little bit quicker than if we were to just take one lane. So a little bit of a trade-off there, of course. You know, interstates, when we do bridge replacements there, those can get a little bit more challenging, and we have to be a little bit more creative sometimes. But I hope everybody grabbed their pen and wrote this down for Clinton County. But again, if you missed some of what I said there too, you know, we do want to remind everybody this time of year, especially traffic-wise, we'll be your best friend when it comes to finding out information and when these projects will be opening.
I'm curious about the I-65 patching. Is that something where they're closing? Is that something they can do during the overnights? Or tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so the I-65 patching, that'll be probably under lane closures, of course. It wouldn't be a closure in this circumstance. But oftentimes with I-65 and I-70, the two major interstates in our area, we do tend to do that work at night. Which, speaking of which, we also have more upcoming traffic restrictions on 65 and Boone County as well. So I'll go ahead and let everybody know about that. Of course, the upcoming patching. But then we mentioned that 52 at 65 project. I am about to send some email notifications out here for that. But on or after Thursday of this week and then Monday and Tuesday of next week, we will be having lane closures in that area as well. They're between State Roads 32 and State Road 47. So we'll have that. And then coming up on Tuesday of next week, so you've got just a little over a week to prepare, we will have 20-minute full closures in both directions for that project.
So what exactly does that mean? They're just shutting each area down, and then they're going to tell us more about that.
Yeah, so we're going to be setting some beams in that area and continuing that 52 at 65 interchange project. So basically what that means is that there will be 20-minute rolling slowdowns in those lanes. We'll have Indiana State Police out kind of leading that charge, doing traffic control. And while they set those beams, it'll, again, just take about 20 minutes. And so folks will want to seek an alternate route. That'll be between midnight and then 5 a.m. I know on the paper here it said it's 7, but we've refined that a little bit just to make sure that traffic flow is, you know, disrupted as least as humanly possible there. And again, so 3 miles north of Lebanon is a part of the 52 interchange project there. We're going to have those rolling slowdowns. We have had those before in a couple of instances. So if you drive through that area at night, you may have noticed that already. But again, that'll be on or after Tuesday night, weather permitting, of next week. And we're going to try to make that as quick as possible and just get that wrapped up for everybody so we can continue work on that interchange.
Blake Dollier with NDOT is our guest on Party Line today.
Yeah, well, let's face it. Construction season is never ending. And let's talk about State Road 32. There's a lot going on there besides the Lebanon area as you realign county roads and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so the 32 realignment, that along with the 52 at 65 project in Boone County have been ongoing year-round, as you mentioned. And so the work zone speed limit has been reduced from 55 miles per hour. That's permanent there in that area. But then, where workers are present, it will be at 35 miles per hour. So right now where we're at, we're trying to, you know, continue that clearing and then the embankment construction for the realigned roadway there west of County Road 250 to County Road 500. And then County Road 400 has been closed between 32 and County Road 25. That began just actually about a week ago. And so that detour uses County Road 50 to County Road 600 and State Road 32. That's, again, for that realignment. And then I will be some roundabout construction there as well, I believe.
How much has the LEAP project there in Boone County affected some of the work that's being done in that area?
Well, you know, we have had a lot of plans, of course, for these projects with that increased growth and expected and happening there in the Lebanon area. So, you know, again, that's just something that when we see growth, we look at projects like this to be able to determine what's going to provide the best safety and then mobility improvements to that area. And again, you know, Boone County, Lebanon especially, you know, we've seen that growth. Of course, we've seen it similarly, you know, in areas like Zionsville as well. So that's kind of when we look at projects like this, you know, we have to look at what's going to happen, traffic impacts, not only now, but also in the future.
Let's look a little bit more. We have so many folks that drive back and forth to Boone County from here, especially as that area continues to grow with their industrial park. But I'm looking a little farther down, I-865 and I-65. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we'll have nighttime lane closures there on 65, some interior-exterior shoulder work as well, so you may notice some crews out on the shoulder. Coming in the spring and summer, that's just for ITS information technology services upgrades. I think that'll be maybe some more short-term closures for the time being. Of course, though, if that changes, we'll be sure to let everybody know. But that's kind of what's expected in that area, especially as you move closer toward Indianapolis.
So tell me what an ITS information technology, what is that?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm going to have to look more into that. It's something I think maybe to do with utilities off-road, if I were to take a wild guess at it. But I'll have to gather a little bit more information there. I think this is more so just kind of a quick in-and-out project at this time. But, again, like I said, if that changes, I'll have to dig up some more information for you guys.
Okay. I'll try not to ask you other questions that you won't know. It's a Monday. Nobody wants to be asked hard questions on a Monday. Sorry.
Hey, we're all still waking up, right?
That's exactly right.
We'll talk about...
we've got quite a bit as well. You mentioned 32. Of course, Shenandoah, the County Road 250, we've got some lane closures. That's part of that that additional passing blister there over by Western Boone High School. We're just wrapping up the pavement markings, things like that in that area. We like to call those punch list items here at NDOT, but if I were to say that, you may not know what that means. So, again, that's just like grass, pavement markings, quick little things like that. So nothing major in that area. Of course, State Road 32 over Findlay Creek, we will have intermittent lane closures for that as well. More of those punch list items, as we like to call it. So, you know, projects that may have started last year or even been complete to the human eye last year, we do have a little touch-up work to do on those. That's pretty typical this time of year. It's just sometimes you run out of real estate when it comes to Mother Nature, especially this winter. We all know that's the truth. So, you know, coming back this year as things warm up, just to put the finishing touches and really the icing on the cake of those projects as well. Of course, we have small structure replacements, several of those coming up. State Road 47 west of 39 and 267 north of Fayette. U.S. 421 south of 47 and U.S. 421 north of 32. We're going to have some punch list items in addition to that as well. But again, lots of small structure replacements taking place. Try to say that three times fast. And then U.S. 52 will have some scour protection between 65 and County Road 300 there. That timeline is to be determined, but, again, just want to let folks know about that because that information is coming. And then the Grant Street reconstruction. That is another local project with NDOT oversight from Indianapolis Avenue to Washington Street. That's anticipated to begin on or after April 1st, so you'll see that. I did send email notification out on that as well, and so that'll continue on there in addition. So, again, as you mentioned, lots of projects coming up here construction-wise and probably more to come. I've put a little green on the sheet for you all just to reference, you know, some of the updates with that. But, again, we are really, really preparing to gear up here. You know, you may not have seen all the projects take off yet, but it is about to come and it's about to be really, really busy here for construction.
Well, absolutely, and I hope the rain kind of gets through here quickly, but we need the rain. But in the same token, let's get some here and then give you guys a little chance to get work to work on the roadways, which is my reminder, of course, to tell everybody that they do have to slow down in these areas.
Absolutely. Slowing down in construction season, and you mentioned needing the rain, of course. You know, our planting season, spring planting season is upon us as well. So here at NDOT, we always partner with the Department of Agriculture to remind folks, whether it's construction, whether it's farming, you know, you may have vehicles out there on the roadway that aren't normally on the roadway on a typical day-to-day basis. So, again, slowing down for that, we want to take care of our farmers out there in the community as well, but also our construction crews as they're out there. You know, it is hard to believe. It's already almost April. You know, spring is here, and construction season comes with that. So, you know, being slow about your speed, following those posted work zone speed limits, and then buckling up and putting your cell phone down is always important as well. More often than not, it's the drivers or their passengers that are tragically injured or killed in work zones than our own workers. But, again, we're out here to protect everybody. So, you know, here in a few weeks, we're going to have Work Zone Awareness Week across the nation, and we're going to be talking about that and just, you know, steps that drivers can do to keep everybody safe. But, again, whether it's Work Zone Awareness Week here in late April or construction season just starting, it's always important to slow down and just to use extra caution as you're out there on the roadways.
I'm looking at Boone County again, and there's an intersection improvement with the roundabout at County Road 400 and County Road 100. That's just a little southeast of Lebanon. That looks like it's going to be a little bit longer, too, 135-day closure at least, and that will start here soon, too.
Yeah, that's anticipated to start here this spring. So, again, as soon as that starts, I'll send out notifications to social media and then to everybody who subscribes to our NDOT alert. But, yeah, 135-day anticipated closure. We remind everybody, too, especially this time of year, that when we say that, it is, you know, a little bit loose and weather permitting. You know, if we get a bunch of rain or a bunch of thunderstorms where hazardous conditions prevent us from being out on the roads, we do have to, you know, be mindful of that and maybe adjust our schedules a little bit. But I think this is also a good reminder, too, to folks, you know, as we talk about all the construction that's upcoming, really important just to be able to make sure you're subscribed to emails, text alerts, or know how to use that TrafficWise app. So if you've got a second, go to alert.ndot.in.gov, and you're able to subscribe by county. So if you live in Clinton County and work in Boone County, you could subscribe to all the updates by county and be able to stay, you know, up to the latest information on that. I send those press releases out. And so hopefully that's, you know, getting the folks, and folks are able to see that as things get busy. I know I also just signed you all up as well at the station.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been posting those up on our websites, Clinton Carroll and BooneCountyDailyNews.com.
Absolutely. Sure do appreciate that. And glad that everybody's getting those because, like we said, you know, this time of year, it's really important. Of course, in the wintertime, you know, we have significantly fewer pieces of information as it relates to construction to put out, but again, as the year continues, as it gets to this time of year, you're going to see more and more of those. But we'll try to do our best as well on the social media aspect to make sure that that's up to date as well. Everything that gets sent in those alerts also goes on our social media pages, which on Facebook is NDOT West Central, and on Twitter or X or whatever you call it nowadays, it's NDOT_W Central. So we've got all that information that crosses both of those platforms. And again, as we continue with construction, we just really, really hope that, you know, the weather cooperates. We don't want to see any more snow. You know, it's hard to believe that, you know, just a couple weeks ago it was 80 degrees and then it turned to snow the next day. So, you know, it's kind of a weird time of year for us as well.
That's Indiana weather, that's for sure. Blake Dollier from NDOT is our guest on Party Line today.
Hey, Blake, I got a question for you.
So absolutely.
When you put pavement marking placement and refresh of existing pavement marking, basically you're saying we're going to be out painting lines, right?
That is correct. So, you know, our paint crews will be out. And that's a good reminder to folks, too, that as you see a paint truck out there, I'm not sure how many folks on a day-to-day have seen a paint truck out painting those lines because, of course, you know, when they're faded, you start to notice that on your commute. And then when they freshen them up, you do notice that. But, again, you know, if you've never seen a paint truck out there on our roadways, just be very, very careful because that is wet paint. We do our best here at NDOT to make sure that we have maintenance trucks surrounding that and making sure that, you know, that paint has a chance to dry. And our crews do a pretty great job at that, honestly. But, again, you know, we will be doing touch-up there, painting, you know, some placing those pavement markings in areas that need it. But again, just be extra careful if you do see a paint truck out there. It's not something that you're going to see maybe every day like the construction barrels going up, so to speak, but again, you know, that is something that takes place out there, and it's something that needs to be done because those pavement markings ultimately are a big safety tool for us.
How soon will we be seeing things like chip and seal happening?
So that'll happen later in the summer, so, you know, folks can, you know, kind of take a breath of sigh of relief, if you will. Those operations start a little bit later, but, you know, as those come up, we will be sure to let everybody know. Usually those, again, are, you know, kind of toward the back half of the summer. So we get our construction done and then our day-to-day maintenance work. But the chip seal, that'll come out later in the year. and notification will be given for that as well. Of course, last year, as we know, Clinton County had a lot of chip seal work that took place, and, you know, so we're, you know, as that continues this year, we may not have quite as much this year. It's, you know, our plan hasn't been officially released just yet, but I know a lot of times when you do a lot in one area, you tend to move to another area across the district. So, you know, last year, again, very busy for Clinton and Boone counties, but we're going to continue to make sure that everybody's aware of what's going on elsewhere, you know, as that comes about. So, you know, it's easy to, you know, think, you know, that seems like a long way away, maybe August, September, but the way this year's gone by, it's probably going to be here before we know it.
Absolutely. The other thing I wanted to talk about, too, and I just said, you know, I have put the first mow on my yard, but we'll see mowing crews out and about here soon as well.
Yeah, so in that contract, our mowing crews, but they will be out and about, especially on those interstates. It's just important that you treat that almost as if that's a work zone. So you see those crews out there that are mowing. We do, you know, our best to also, you know, take the best vegetation management strategies that we can. We have to factor in the environmental factors as well and taking care of all of the native species that are out there and about. So that's a whole other side to NDOT that not a lot of people realize is the environmental aspect and what goes into these projects, making sure that we're just being not only good stewards of the taxpayer dollars when it comes to construction, but also good stewards to Mother Nature out there and taking care of, you know, everything that's out there and, you know, all the native species that are here. Of course, you know, we do a little bit with, you know, bats and then other animals as well. And so there's a whole other side to NDOT that really, you know, may not get a lot of attention, but things we're always paying attention to, you know, behind the scenes.
Wow, yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, I know it's been a while, but, of course, the beautification of the interstates, they're talking about planting the wildflowers and everything else, but there was also a dual reason for doing that, and that was to help for pollinators.
We do take care of our pollinators. That's a big focus, I think, of our environmental team. Now, I'll be the first to tell you that I'm no expert in all of the things that they do behind the scenes, but it really is fascinating just to hear what they have to do. A lot of times, you know, we talk about these small structure replacements coming up, and what we run into issue-wise is sometimes there may be an endangered species of bat living in that culvert, and so we always have to safely relocate them and make sure that they're taken care of. And, you know, again, just taking care of the endangered or native species to the area, making sure that they, you know, have their homes, you know, limited when it comes to disruptions, and just, again, you know, making sure that they're able to safely relocate before we start any of these projects.
Well, Blake, I know there during the winter months you were looking for, you actually were working on hiring. So is that still a case right now? Are you still looking for people to fill positions?
Yes, we're always looking for great candidates here at NDOT. Of course, you can take a look on our social media pages. We'll have job postings pretty regularly on there. So, you know, right now it seems like we're in pretty good shape. Of course, we've got, you know, a few recent hires and coming in, but we're always looking for new talent and fresh faces here at NDOT. It's a great place to work. I can speak from that personally, but also just, you know, on behalf of everybody else here. We really have a good work-life balance. We have a lot of great benefits here that the state offers. So, you know, and the best part is you get to give back to your fellow Hoosiers, especially these maintenance workers that did an absolute amazing job over the course of this winter, taking care of the roads, making sure that when the snow and ice hit, they were, you know, proactive about being out there and taking care of those, you know, roadways, making it safe for everybody to get from point A to point B. So, again, you know, we're doing more maintenance activities that maybe like tree clearing or patching or, you know, things of that nature as compared to winter ops as, you know, we may have just a couple months ago. But, again, always looking for talent. So please go to our website and, you know, check out our social media pages because you never know when an opportunity may come up. And, again, it's, you know, not only is it a great place to work for those reasons, but the people here are awesome. And it's just, again, a really, really solid, you know, place with good team camaraderie. And some great folks out there at Frankfort and Jeremy McCoy that puts on a great operation, you know, and has a great team in place.
Well, Blake, we appreciate all your information as always. You keep us safe out there on the roads, and you guys are doing a great job trying to get her done, as we like to say. So thank you so much. And so lots of things happening in Boone and Clinton County. And, of course, as we get things from Blake, then we'll continue to put those up on the websites. You can look for those at Clinton, Carroll, and BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Blake Dollier with the Indiana Department of Transportation. Anything else you need to tell us before we let you off the hook here today?
You know, again, as things come up, we do appreciate, again, you all having us on the program. Always appreciate getting the word out. That's really helpful to us. But, again, if you have any questions or concerns beyond, you know, what's going on or, you know, our project, it can even just be a simple question. You know, send that in to ndot4u.com or call our customer service line at 1-855-NDOT4U. I know our customer service team, I work very closely with them, and they do a great job getting responses to everyone. So if you have any concerns, questions, let us know. Of course, you know, hopefully we're at that light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to the freeze-thaw cycle and potholes, but if you see a pothole, please report the pothole.
I was just getting ready to ask.
Yep. We're hoping that we're out of the woods for the most part, but again, you know, if you see one, report one, and we'll be glad to send that to our maintenance team and, you know, have them look into that for you.
Blake, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And again, if folks have questions, they can call us here at the station as well. We have copies of all the areas that Blake was talking about getting work done. So, Blake, thanks so much. Be safe out there. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Blake Dollier with the Indiana Department of Transportation. A couple of other things. You know, we told folks that we had a giveaway. Mm-hmm. So we do need to give away. Actually, and we have several things this week. If you missed it last week, we will have more at the end of the week. I've been trying to give those away on Friday. Indiana State Museum and Historic Passes will do those on Friday. And then we were lucky enough, again, to get tickets that you'll be hearing coming up soon for Indiana Beach. And we will have tickets this summer for Holiday World. So you can look forward to both of those opportunities to snag some tickets for Indiana Beach and Holiday World coming up. I don't know. We'll probably start that in May.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They're not open yet.
Well, and in May as well, we get closer and closer
to... Oh, we've got the 500. We'll have qualifications tickets.
Yep.
We'll have Indy 500 tickets.
Yeah, we might actually even have a few extra tickets. We got some extra stuff for extra races, so...
See, this is Mel has a really good relationship with the guys down there. So.
We'll get back into, I think we've got two NASCAR races we'll be covering besides we have the Brickyard, of course, but then we also have another one. So, yeah, we're gonna have lots of race tickets for, like you said, qualifications and all kinds of stuff. So.
Yeah, so just plan on winning, and you're going to have to call to win.
Yep.
So keep the number handy with you, 659-3338. And speaking of winning, we have a pair of tickets to give away for Bigby Coffee. They're certificates, actually. Well, actually, they're gift cards. Whatever they are, you can win. And you can get one free beverage. So I have two of those, so technically two free beverages from Bigby Coffee. They have great stuff over there. Caramel Marvel. That's my thing. That's my go-to right now, the Caramel Marvel. And you can get it frozen, warm, or just cold. So you have your option there. And, again, if you know somebody that's looking for a great job, they are hiring baristas over there as well. But if you would like to win these tickets, just call now, 659-3338. That's going to wrap it up for Party Line today. Stan will be in tomorrow right here on 96.9 FM, AM 1570, and Boone's Best at 102.7.